One, two, three, and is this on? Hey, Sci-Fi News here. Just letting you know, if you're enjoying the show, make sure to rate us. Whether you hate us, love us, whatever. Whatever platform you're listening on, CastBox, Spotify, Apple Tunes, just give us a rate. Just make sure to put 5, you know. And here's the show, you nerds. It's in the brand. Welcome back, everybody. It's Sci-Fi News. I have here with me Adam. See? This time I didn't say Adam. And Woodchuck.
A regular. I'm on my phone.
Fan
I'm
regular.
I'm on my phone.
I'm on my phone.
Yep. Still, the power's still out here in my house. So here I am.
It's
on
been
my phone.
3 weeks.
3 weeks. Oh, it's chaos. I've eaten my pets.
Even neighbors' pets. Huh?
Neighbor's pets, that fucking chihuahua that would never shut up. Yeah.
This might just be a bonus episode, everybody, because I just had this weirdly odd question. And I'll follow this up after you guys answer, but I was just going to ask you guys, like, what would be the gayest movie you ever saw? And I don't mean that in a... I mean that an actually... A movie with actual gay...
Not even that yet. For real. Yeah.
For real. Not like, ooh. Anyway, not in a derogatory way. That's what I meant to say.
Yeah, no. We're past that, right? We're
adults.
We're very modern dudes.
Yeah. So you guys are seeing a movie that you're like, okay, this is a movie like that? I don't know. The only one I can think of is Brokeback Mountain. You guys seen that?
No, but it's supposed to be really good.
I still haven't seen
that. Watch it. Is it good?
I've never seen it either.
Oh, fuck. I mean, I have a couple answers. You guys have answers yet?
I do have an answer. I'll tell you mine right now.
Don't think I've had seen anything like that.
Well, you didn't watch Bros?
Which one?
Bros.
No.
You're part of the problem, man.
I saw an episode on The Last of Us. I thought it was really beautiful though. But whatever.
Yeah, I mean that was something from the game that they kind of hinted at. Like, oh, this guy, you know, his dude he was into died, and was kind. But this one, like, they made it explicit.
I mean, it was very bleak the way they did it. It just made him seem like an asshole.
Yeah, exactly. And then like a lot of it's gay. You find out in the, you know. Part two. I mean, it's not. You find it in the DLC for the first one. It's not a big deal, but like, Allie's gay. Whatever.
Yeah.
Cool. It's good shit.
Damn, spoilers for anybody not knowing that's coming at them.
That's just
fuck. No, yeah. But I mean, so there was like, you know, at some point I found out that Peter North, the porn star.
Okay.
Yeah, like he already started out, but he did gay porn back in the 80s.
The girls never
so like
came.
When I found it out, I was like, well, I gotta see one of these. So I watched it and like, yeah, there he is. It's been getting butt fucked, sucking dicks, you know, like, so that was a pretty good movie, you know. Guy had to make money. Whatever.
I thought you were like 10 minutes into a video and you're just like, the girls never came, dude.
Yeah, well, my dog. Yeah, mine as well. No, I mean, it is funny how like when you're looking at stuff, when you're browsing, like there's just everything. Now,
well, how long did you watch the video? Did you skip through it like every 15 seconds kind of thing, or
I mean,
did you want to get the story?
Yeah, you know what's funny about that actually is that it sounds weird, but maybe because I'm older now, but it's like I don't know if I feel more uncomfortable seeing actual intimacy on film than to see some porn shit like that, because the porn thing about it is like, it's almost like a novelty. You're just like,
yeah,
damn, I can't believe he's doing that because he's not gay.
Well, that's the thing too. Also, I think I call them twinks or whatever. It wasn't like two like effeminate dudes. It was him, and back then, you know, he was like a muscular dude and another muscular dude, and they're like, yeah, I guess we're gonna fuck, right? Like, and like that, they just these two dudes are like, all right, here we go. All right, cool, cool, cool.
But you know? The thing about it is, like, because he's not gay, it's even more like, Jesus Christ, is he gonna Hello? Do? It's almost like, yeah, you there?
Yeah. Oh yeah, sorry, my thing blanked out for a second.
I was just thinking, like, because he's not gay, you're almost more impressed because you're like, Jesus Christ, how much of that dick is he gonna take? It's like, like a fucking tightrope act or something.
Yeah, it's method, dude. Method as fuck. Hell yeah. Respect. No, I gain respect for that guy. Good for him.
He can go all the way.
Guess we're doing it.
He's like, unbelievable.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just sitting there with your laptop and headphones on.
I send you guys the link. I have it. I have it in my bookmarks. No, but the real answer, I guess, is that they made a Cthulhu movie. I want to say like a while back. It's called Cthulhu. But it was financed by the Logo Network, which I didn't look into the details of it, so I'm speculating. Which was a gay network on like cable and stuff.
Does he come out and be like, suck the right tentacle?
Well, okay, it's a low budget thing. It's a low budget movie. It's got Tori Spelling for some reason in it. It's weird. Oh, but, it's got some cool stuff in it. And then some stuff is like, it's low budget. Even like I think I got it from Netflix back when it was like, even Netflix was like DVDs. Because mm-hmm. It's like, oh, a Cthulhu movie. Holy shit, there's not a lot of Cthulhu stuff. Like, there's more now, but back then there was less of it. And there's some cool stuff in it. It's low budget, but it's mostly this guy goes back to his town, his coastal town, and he's a gay dude. And that's kind of – but the thing is, like, his dad runs, like, a local sort of cult thing where you worship, like, you know, oh, fish people. Well, that's – ends up being, like, something like that. And his orientation is what kind of made him, like – I think, like, his dad wasn't accepting it. The community wasn't accepting, so that's why he left. But I think I forget the detail. It's been a while because I watched it one time. It's not a great movie, but it's got some cool stuff. And like the one thing that's pigeonholed in it is that like he has a friend who's like he's just drunk and he's like divorced and stuff. And at one point, like it's all of a sudden it's like, hey, we're gonna hook up. You know, it comes out of nowhere and it is filmed like some like it's filmed like a fucking like Cinemax like gauzy curtains and shit. Like it's just. It's, you know, it's fine if that thing happens there, but it's kind of just stuck in there, you know, in such a way where they're like, well, we got to have a gay romance in here. It's like, it's financed by a gay.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah.
It feels a little out of place even.
A little bit, or even just the style of like the love scene, the way it's filmed. It's like, what? And it's kind of like suddenly the guy's gay. I don't know, but whatever. Like, I guess that could have been handled in a more organic way.
All right, I know that.
And the ending sucks. If the ending's like, it has no like conclusion. But there's like, so that I watched that movie because not knowing there was completely like how much the gay this was part of it, that came out weird. But yeah, that movie's kind of good.
You just didn't know what you were in for. But okay.
Yeah, but I was like in my early 20s, so it was a little more like, oh shit, what? but like, you know, now like whatever. But also the fact of it, like how it just came out of nowhere. And the movie just is kind of sloppy. Like, there's bones of something good there. Like, there's a cool part in the beginning. And it's not even, like, it's kind of creepy where, like, he's driving on the country road to his town. And these dudes drive by in this truck, like, some, like, loud kind of frat type guys. And they're like, and they cut him off. And they zoom way ahead in the path. And he keeps driving. And then he comes upon their wreck. And it's all one shot. And like the trucks flipped over and they're all fucked up. And it's kind of creepy. And I was like, oh shit, that was cool. So there's cool. There's nuggets of goodness in it. Tori Spelling is actually pretty good. it has a creepy atmosphere, but it's just, it's kind of like, okay.
Whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. So Cthulhu. If it's there, watch it. Fuck it.
The reason I was asking that is because like, well, for one, I've never seen Brokeback Mountain, so I'm not even talking about that one, but I know that that's the most famous movie that's actually about gay people. But then I saw this other movie the other day that my wife put on for me, and I was super stoned, and I was immediately, like, intrigued, like, what the fuck is this? I kept asking her, like, what is this? Just because it was so crazy already, the way it starts. Right off the bat, it starts off with this dude just rocking out. And then as they pull back, you realize that they're just at a restaurant, like at a TGI Fridays type of restaurant. So they're playing a gig like at a fucking steakhouse and shit. Which is great. And then, but dude, they're rocking so hard.
I thought you said when they're rocking out, the camera pans back and he's getting rocked from the back.
No. It's like, it's just like, he's just rocking out. He's a rock star, he's a transvestite or transgender. I don't even know. They don't really go into it like that. He's dressed in drag though. It's Hedwig.
Hedwig. That's a great movie. I saw that a long time ago.
Oh my god! I just saw this and I was just like, this might be one of the best musicals I've ever seen in my life. So we fucking good.
Until you brought it up, dude. That I saw it one time and I really liked it. And I forgot about it,
dude. And then that's the thing though. The reason I was asking that is because like, I know that we're older, so we don't really give a shit. But like. Since the movie's just gay, I feel like a lot of people are going to miss out on it thinking, like, oh, that's gay. And I'm like, it's one of the best fucking movies I've ever seen. It's so good.
Yeah, really good songs. Like, the story's really good. Like, yeah, dude, it gets to you. That's a good flick.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
It's a fucking good movie, dude. And, I've been listening to the soundtrack here and there just because I want to hear the songs again because they're so damn well written.
Yeah.
And my favorite one. So this is kind of like one of these where I just kind of want to plug the movie because I feel like everyone should watch this movie. But my favorite song in there is one called The Origin of Love.
Oh, yeah.
And if you watch the movie, though, I do recommend people watch the movie first because it has... it just explains everything better, and if you listen to the soundtrack, the songs are a little bit out of order. But in the movie, what's cool is like there's cool visuals for that specific song.
It's like animated, right?
Yeah, it's pretty animated, and it's the thing is like the movie's kind of sad. Like there's a lot of sadness in it, a lot of I guess you could say a lot of painful stuff in it. It's pretty dark. It's pretty dark. So I can see that it would make a lot of people kind of uncomfortable. But I still think people should watch it because it's got, if you really like, I don't know, kind of like dissect it, it's got an awesome message in it. And then, I don't know, it's a fucking kick-ass movie, dude.
Yeah, that's funny. I saw it on cable like right after it came out, I forgot about it, but you bringing it up brings back all the memories. I really enjoyed watching it. I'd say, yeah, people should watch it. I mean, not a big deal. Not going to turn you to watch a gay movie.
It's funny because it's so funny. Like, I was thinking about after I watched it that, I don't know. It was just making me think that homophobia is kind of funny to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just the logic of it is like, just like you said, like, it's not going to turn you gay for watching it because it's so funny that people are afraid to see it, you know?
I think it goes back to this mentality of like, especially like, why they grew up as 90s kids, but also before that is like, you know, being made fun of, like, yeah, it's fucking gay. What are you doing? You know, like my manager at my last job, he was like this middle-aged Mexican dude. And like, you know, he kind of had that machismo thing going on. But he wouldn't eat a banana the regular way. He'd break it apart and he'd eat the chunks. He wouldn't put the banana in his mouth.
It's like she's all carving it into a vagina.
He would lick it until it disintegrated, dude. Weirdest thing.
When was this movie made?
2001.
What?
That's the thing. It was around, but... Even at the time, I forget what movies were out. There was a lot of these big movies like out at the time, and I think Gladiator came out that same year. I don't know, but I never even heard of that, and that's what I thought was a shame because I was like, I don't know a lot of movies better than this one, and this one's kind of low budget, but it doesn't matter because what they're trying to show you is all in there. It's fine. Mm-hmm. Hey, you know who's in it, Uni? Some guy that you're kind of a fan of. Remember
how big?
Boardwalk Empire.
Great Steve show. Buscemi. I was about to say. Oh, but is it the guy that plays Zod?
Oh, Michael Pitt.
Yeah.
Yes, he is in it. That's right.
The young guy. Who's Zod? I don't know.
Oh, he's the guy that, like, he's like on the show. He was married, but he has like a temper. Like when he gets.
No. Like, he's the kid in the first season.
Yeah.
The young guy.
That
guy. Okay.
Do you remember him?
Yeah.
He's in it. He's pretty good in it.
How young was he?
He's really young in it.
Jeez.
Yeah, it's a really good movie, but yeah, that's the thing is like.
What's the title again?
It's called Hedwig and the Angry Inch.
Mm-hmm. Let me put this on the list.
The inch is the remainder of his penis.
It is.
Spoiler alert. There's a great song about that.
Dude, the thing is, like, besides the movie being good, like we were saying, the music is like, I don't know how much time they spent making it. It's just done so well that you would think, like, I don't know, like these guys, if they really were rock stars, it's really on that level.
I think it was a stage play first. Either it was one first, or it became one after the movie. But I think it was one before that. So it was like a thing they performed live. And then they made a movie of it. And it was the actor. Yeah, I think he also directed it.
Yeah, I forgot. He did. No, I do. Yeah. I do because I went deep into the rabbit hole on this one, and it was like he did write it. You're right. And then I don't know if he's still with this guy or if it's his husband or what, but his partner wrote the music for the show, and then they turned it into that, and then it's become at least. It's become more popular. Like you can still find shows,
mm-hmm.
but the only thing I would say is that I like his performance so much that if I find out that guy's doing it again, I'm gonna go watch it because.
I'm down. I'm fucking down.
Because they do have right now. They have a woman playing Hedwig, which I'm like, I don't want to see that really, because it kind of. Whatever. And at a certain time, Neil Patrick Harris was playing Hedwig.
Holy shit.
Which is cool. But the only thing I would say about that is, even though I like Neil Patrick Harris, is that this character is something this guy made up.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole story and everything. So it's kind of like, at least because I'm a huge fan of the movie now, it's kind of like if they recasted Rocky, where it's like it's all coming from this guy's mind and heart or whatever. The whole story. Okay. It's like, well, I kind of want to see him do it. You know, I don't want to see someone else play Rocky.
And this guy's, it's true. It all comes straight from the heart. He's a good actor. He's also, I don't know if you want, wait, Uni, did you watch Sandman on Netflix?
No, I didn't.
Okay, he's a actor. He owns like a home where people stay, where some of the characters live at.
Okay.
And he's awesome in that too.
And that show's really good.
It's pretty good. Apparently the comic is a classic, and some people say it doesn't quite capture it, but I thought it was good. Well, me and my lady watched it. We enjoyed it. They're making season two. Yeah, check it out. It's cool.
But watch Hedwig first.
Yeah, it's just a movie. Yeah, instead of watching a whole fucking show, watch this movie. It's what,
it was crazy, too, as I watched it. I was so fucking stoned the first time. She just put it on out of nowhere, my wife. She's like, I hope you like this. I'm so stoned.
It's at 92% as well.
Is it streaming somewhere or does she own it?
You know what's cool? Okay, that's a good question. If you go on Amazon right now, you can buy it for $1.
What?
You can buy it on Amazon, the digital version, for $1. You can own it for $1. And we bought it. We're like, let's just buy it. It's $1. And then, so I own it now. I can just watch it whenever I want.
Let's see if this is true, people. Hold on.
Yeah, it was on Amazon Prime. And
I think his next movie was something called Short Bus. It got people fucking for real.
It's $10.
Yeah. But
I got it for $1.
Hey, you know what? Worth it.
Well.
If you're paying for the license, not for the actual file.
Yeah.
So maybe not worth it. But fucking buy the Blu-ray online. Fuck it. It's a solid flick. It's good.
Yeah.
And I haven't seen it in like 20 years, but damn.
Aaron and I get me like Frighteners on this thing.
I was so like, well, you can watch it over here if you want. I own it. But I was going to say, I was so into it, but the thing is, like, right away, I liked it so much that I wanted to learn about it. So I kept asking, like, what is this? Because I was like, I really was like, how real is this? You know, like, how, I didn't know. Like, now I know. The spoiler here is that it's just a story a guy wrote, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But the thing is, like, I thought that there was some truth to it in terms of, like, not the stuff that happened to it, but more like something like divine, the famous
from the John Waters movies and stuff. Divine.
Yeah, I thought there was some truth to the person that they were. Not necessarily the backstory, but like just that they were that person, that was how they performed and made a movie around it. Not the case at all, but it was just so intriguing to me that I was like, what the fuck is this? You know? It's pretty cool. Anyway, motherfuckers, watch that shit. I'd love to hear if any of our listeners watch that, because how would I say it is like not what's the word I'm looking for, not your typical movie, but I think it's most people will enjoy that.
Well, here's a side thing too, honestly, because I probably saw it around the same time as I saw Cthulhu, and I tell you that like out of place like gay subplot, well, I was like, whoa, what? But I remember watching Hedwig, and I was also in my early 20s, and I was like, I had no problem. I was into it. I had no problem. Like, I didn't, my young, stupid brain was fine with all the whole story of it, like the gayness of it. Not a big deal. It's a beautiful movie. It's a beautiful story. It's so good.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so too. I think it's like what you were saying about the Turning Red movie. Like, you can still relate. You know?
Yeah.
So it's interesting in that way, and
right.
I don't want to give it away too much. That's the thing.
Yeah, dude. I gotta watch that. You gotta do it.
They have a soundtrack. Is it really good that they made a CD out of it?
It's really good, dude. But I was saying earlier, watch the movie before you listen to the soundtrack, because the movie puts it in the correct order, and the soundtrack is a little bit out of order in terms of how the songs are played.
Hmm.
Yeah.
You got to do your own sequencing, like fucking like a Tool album or something.
If you have Apple Music, I could fucking send you the list in order.
Like you do the Radiohead, the OK Computer in rainbows.
Yeah, I did that. Did I show you that?
Yeah. That's what you got to do. You got to put out your own order. You got to reorder it, dude. Make it right. Fix that shit.
I'll check out that, or what was the other movie I was supposed to check out? I'll check out one of them.
What's the other movie?
I don't know how awake I'll be. Maybe this thing will wake me up. Fuck, who knows?
I mean, just watch it later, but it's a rock and roll opera in a way.
It is, fucking, totally.
I think I'll watch it on the TV then, if it's one of those things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, do you like any musicals?
No.
You don't?
No. Well, I mean, I like Grease. Oh, that was fun. Moulin Rouge.
Basic. No, just kidding.
Okay, so you're not against musicals. Like, some people hate musicals. You don't really watch them.
I just think it's hilarious. I don't know. It's like watching a Disney flick in live action.
Yeah,
it's a thing. Yeah.
I mean, I'm not all in. I remember I went to go watch Rent. I didn't know Rent was a musical, and the girlfriend at the time, she's like, I want to go watch Rent. I was like, all right. And then as soon as they started singing, I was like, wait, what the fuck's going on? And I turned to her, as soon as they broke into the second song, I was like, hey, is this a musical?
I think the I don't know if it was the first one, but I don't know which one I saw first. I seen Rocky Horror Picture Show, and I loved that movie. It was really good. That's a musical. I mean, but the one that I was
dressed up as him during Halloween.
I would. Don't tempt me. No, but then I was going to say, I think the one that really sold me on musicals after was Chicago.
Yeah, Chicago.
Chicago is the, to me, like, the most well-made on film. I mean, they have a way bigger budget than most of these musicals. That's part of it. But everyone's performance in that is fucking amazing.
You know, like West Side Story?
I never got a chance to finish that, but I've seen enough of it where I'm like, it's not better than Chicago. I'd like to finish it. One?
I think might be the old one he's talking about.
Adam, you talking about the new one or the old one?
Oh, no, I was talking about the old one. Because they had the put on in school. They put on while I was in class once, and I was like, I've never seen this. I know about it, but I've never seen this. And it was pretty good for a little while. But then, you know, class ended and we didn't get to finish it. And I was like, oh, that sucks. I've always wanted to finish it, but just never had the chance, I guess. But yeah, Chicago. Now it is a toss up for me. I'm like, shit, do I like Hedwig more than Chicago?
Damn.
Huh. Well, you haven't watched Popstar yet. We might change your answer.
I saw it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, did you watch it? You...
Yeah, I did. The Andy.
Andy Samberg, right?
I did watch it. It was great.
What'd you
think? It was hilarious. I loved it. Yeah, it was good. It was. How did I say? Kind of tough. That one's like, I like it a lot, but there's something about it that I'm like, I don't know. How would I say? I like the jokes, but at the same time, it's not something I haven't seen before. If that makes any sense. Just because I like.
No, it doesn't.
It sounds fucked up, but I've really seen Spinal. I don't. I've seen Spinal Tap. You ever seen Spinal Tap?
Yeah, I mean this could be just a take on like hip hop though.
Yeah, I know. I guess that's the thing. Obviously, I still liked it, but there's always that. I don't know.
Did you watch it in surround sound though? I think bumps.
Popstar?
Yeah.
No, I like the. I can't. You know what? I've only seen it one time. I don't know if my memory just sucks now, but if you ask me to remember like a joke from there, I don't think I can. Can you?
Yeah, plenty of them.
it wasn't memorable to me.
That's like, I don't. I mean, it's out of context and everything, but like, I mean, I'm not great at comedy, but I like when he's like doing the reviews. And he's looking at it, and he's like, it's kind of a bad review. It has like a shit emoji. It's not even a, fucking score.
Shit emoji.
Then he's like, let's check out the Onion. And he's like, oh, he's like, all right, well, we'll just call it mixed reviews.
Yeah.
No, but the whole thing, like, they had that part where, like, remember that he's like, he tells the people to cut off the camera because he's like upset because his like music career is kind of going to crap.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, can you turn off the camera? He's talking to that, what's his name? His manager. And then they cut the camera, and while he's talking to him, you can hear like a buzzing sound. He's like, oh my God. He's like, what the hell? He's like, where all the hell these bees come from? And they start like fighting them off, and then they get a whole blowtorch and everything. He's like, oh my God, there's the queen bee. Like, they're just yelling, but the camera's blacked out the whole time. And they're screaming about killing these bees that are like swarming on them, and then when they finally take them out, they're like, "Oh my God, did you get that on camera?" They're like, "No, you turn it off." He's like, "Oh, you gotta be fucking kidding!"
I forgot about that.
That sounds awesome.
And they barely made a hardcover Blu-ray for that thing about a year or two ago, and it's the front cover is him with like a blowtorch or not a blowtorch like a flamethrower. And a bunch of bees are like scattered throughout the cover, and it's just like burning like towards you.
You think Spinal Tap though, right?
I saw it a long time ago. I wouldn't be remember, able to remember that stuff.
No, I was like asking him about the specific where are they called? Like where are the speakers? What do you call amps. Those? The amps, right? Mm-hmm. And he's like. We had these specially made to go, you know, you need that extra oomph, you know? that most of these go up to 10, you know, but ours goes up to 11.
Yeah.
And then the guy goes like, why don't you just make 10 louder? And then the guy doesn't know what to say, so he just goes, these go up to 11. That's it. Like, something so simple, dude.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like that, and the stupid thing he says about his skeleton being green.
He's wearing that shirt that has, like, the green bones on it.
Yeah. He's
like, this is how I look inside. This is, if you look wet inside of me, this is how it looks.
And he's like, yeah, but those, except they're not green. And he goes, it is green.
I gotta watch that over again, too. It's been, like, I think you let me borrow it on DVD a long time ago.
Yeah, I ended up giving it to Ruben because he likes metal so much that
I think that's where I saw it, because it was at his house when we watched that thing.
Hey, guys, I gotta go.
I think we're done here too.
Are we
good? I think we're good. Okay. So watch everyone, Hedwig. Go watch Hedwig. I'm gonna go check that out tonight. Still hand out your DVDs. You know, I'm actually thinking about building one of those, borrow book, give a book kind of thing. And I have like a million DVDs, just put them out in front. I mean, like, check this shit out.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch these things.
I know, I put that in too. Yeah. But the thing is, like, sometimes it's good to hold on to it. Cause like you never know when you're HBO Max.
Well, I have like Blu-ray or 4K of those things now. That's why.
Oh, then yeah, fuck DVDs.
Yeah, like I just upgraded the quality. Like I made sure that whatever I was gonna get again is in better quality. Mm-hmm. So I have a lot of DVDs that are just, you know.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. If I don't have the upgraded version, I'll for sure I'll keep those. But yeah. But all right, guys. Again, viewers. I keep saying viewers, like they could see us. Listeners out there, if you wanna. You know, go on our page, ask us any questions or anything like that. Any questions
about the show?
Think about Hedwig. If anybody's seen it or they're going to check it out this weekend.
There's no baby game.
It's not a dollar on Amazon Prime. It's $10. I check. You can get it on Vudu. It's the same price, too. I think it's a little bit pricier if you get the Blu-ray. I think I was checking. It was almost like $20 or something. I might be
wrong. Can't you just rent it on Amazon, though?
You can rent it for like $3. It's on there. $3.
Right, have the thing.
What if you become a big fan of it and they're like, "Oh, I should have bought it for another $7." See, or I think do they give options like that? Like if you rent it and they're like $7 more, you can own it.
No, but now some executive heard you that guy's gonna get a raise and you get shit for an idea. All right,
so yeah, check out Spinal Tap, another great one. Pop Star if you haven't. And the Bad Nerd Podcast.
Hidden Gem, Spinal Tap.
Spinal Tap, yeah.
This is Spinal Tap.
It's great.
11. Yeah. And so.
All right. I'll see you guys next time, then.
All right. Take it easy, guys.
All right.
Bye.